I'm Joe Maxwell. I'm the executive director for the Organization for Competitive Markets.
And that organization is involved in a lawsuit. Describe the OCM lawsuit against the USDA.
The lawsuit stems from about a five-year effort by the Organization for Competitive Markets to gain government documents under the Freedom of Information Act that are documents related to audits conducted on the beef checkoff program and NCBA's expenditures and the Cattlemen's Beef Board expenditures of the federally mandated assessments.
This is described as a critical phase in the suit that was just entered this week. Meaning what, Joe?
Well, what's been important to us is, one, these are government documents. We believe every farmer and rancher that is mandated to pay into the beef checkoff, their $1 per head, should have a right to know. We believe they have a right in this country to know how their tax money is being expended. And we have been working for a little over 5 years just to get to the court the opportunity to file our briefs and make our arguments why farmers and ranchers should have the right to know how their taxes are being expended. So it's critical now because we're finally down to the important phase of making those arguments to a federal judge.
What is OCM's issue with the checkoff?
Well, the Organization for Competitive Markets, we strongly support the beef checkoff. What we do not support is the current administration, the way the funds are handled, and most importantly, based upon this litigation, is we believe we should have a right to know how our tax money is being expended. Every one of us family farmers or ranchers that's paying into it have a right to know. I can go online and determine how much a hammer costs the Department of Defense and who they bought it from, and I can't tell you how the beef checkoff money is being expended.
You said you supported the checkoff. So
right.
What merit do you see then? What merit to cattleman-funded research and promotion?
Well, first, we strongly believe that the checkoff needs to have, the beef checkoff needs to have a branded U.S. Beef program, not unlike what Canada has. We believe that we need to quit supporting the generic marketing that benefits JBS Brazil as much as it does U.S. farmers and ranchers. We believe that being out front, doing the research, promoting beef will instill in the consumer a greater willingness to buy that beef.
What's the hoped-for outcome of this lawsuit, Joe?
Well, I think that one of the things that we believe is that the money, the tax money, is not being spent efficiently and effectively, that the U.S. cattle producer is not getting the benefit. I mean, just look at the value and the cost of beef in the supermarket. Look at the stock values of JBS or any of the other large processors of meat. Look at how much money the American cattle producer is getting. We're losing money on the farm, and they're putting in $200 or $300 a head profit in their pocket. Where's our fair share? We hope to expose the fact through the lawsuit, get the documents to demonstrate that those taxpayers, American cattle producers that are paying into it, are not the ones receiving the benefit, and that the money is not efficiently and effectively being managed to promote U.S. beef.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, one, we want to make sure that everyone understands that we believe in a strong, effective, administered beef checkoff program. What we also all ought to agree is that as taxpayers, we have a right to know how our tax money is being spent so that those that are spending it can be held accountable.
You did get more specific on what you think the checkoff should promote.
Right.
So I take it that you have a basic support for cattlemen promoting beef.
We have a support that we support cattle producers being able to join together and use their a joint effort to promote the sale of U.S. beef.